Now they look back at the
hand of the air, 10 seconds.
Umpire.
Snap the ball.
There's the handoff up the middle. 15, 20. Did they give him the first down? They gain of 11 on the carry. First and 10, and they should not have to run another play. And that'll give Michael a chance to add up some numbers unless they run something quickly here. And right now with his hands on his hips is Eli Anderson, so I think he's saying, guess what? We're not going to run another play, guys. The clock is down to 5 seconds, so that is going to wrap things up here as far as the scoring goes. And Nakusa with the win by the final of 46-6. We'll take one final 1 minute timeout. We'll add up some numbers and we'll be back with those and the scoring highlights after this. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. It's 60 right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
Final score here tonight, 46-6. Really a little bit deceptive because Ripman was able to move the ball up and down the field, but when they get close to the zone, that's when Nakusa. And one for the Tigers. The first one, Mr. Thielen again from 1 yard out. This was an 11-play, 97-yard drive. And Owen Hoopestager took in the two-point conversion. And the Papermakers led it 14-0. But about a minute and 36 seconds later, the answer came from Mr. Eric Cumber as he went 66 yards up the middle. Just a three-play, 75-yard drive. The attempted PAT by Nathan Hansen was short. And the score read 14-6. And then with 3:17 to go in the half, Nash Kretschmar hooked up with Brandon Whitland from 28 yards out. That took care of a three-play, 80-yard drive. Mr. Hoogestager again on the two-point conversion. Papermakers led it 22-6, and that was also the score at the half. Quarter number three, a couple more scores for the Papermakers. Nash Kretschmar, 2 yards off left guard. Five-play, 63-yard drive. Two-point conversion by Mr. Hoogestager was good, and Nakusa's lead grew to 30-6. And then with still 15 seconds to go in the third quarter, Justin Thielen, 35 yards left at the 20-yard line. He simply just bulldozed over, as Michael said, the defender. And the Eli Anderson two-point conversion was good, and Nakusa led it 38-6. And then in quarter number four at the 10-12 mark, Owen Hoogestager actually got his own touchdown. 46-yard run to the right pylon. Four plays, 70 yards. Damian Armstead with a two-point conversion was good. And the score read 46-6, and that is our final. And now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
Well, Randy, it's always good to have a night like this to cap off senior night, because a lot of these seniors, they put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over these years, without even knowing it, to get where they are. They've gone from just really getting pounded for 9 weeks in a row to, man, out of 8 games, they've got 7 wins, and they were even close in the one loss. So as watching these kids grow, like we talked about, really proud of them. They've done a very good job. So I'm kind of excited to see what they got to do next week. And then when the playoffs start, because they are eligible, they are going to be in, and we'll go from there. But starting with the stats, going to start with the Ripon Tigers. Eric Cumber, 20 carries, 127 yards. The big gainer on the night was 66 yards that he had early in the game. But that was the only score that those Tigers could muster. As Vincent Mink, he was 6 carries, 9 yards. Nathan Hansen, he was 2 carries for 16. And Jackson Nelson was 2 for negative 4. 30 carries, 156 yards on the ground. On the other hand, through the air, Hansen, he was 6 of 12, excuse me, in the game, as he finished with 2 interceptions and 83 yards. Then Jackson Nelson came in, and he was 3 of 10 for 30 yards and an interception. So in all, the Tigers were 9 of 22 for 3 picks for 110 yards. So that is how that offense goes. So it's 156 rushing, 110 passing, 266 total for Ripon. Dylan Martina, he pulled in 6 receptions for 63 yards. Declan Dudzinski, 6 for 63 as well. And Braden Dudzinski, 1 for 3 yards. Had 11 first downs for the Tigers, 4 penalties for 30 yards. And they had 1 fumble, and they lost it. That's 4 takeaways in the game for Nacoosa's defense. I know Coach John Russell's going to be very happy about that, and he's probably going to buy them all root beers and Mountain Dews here to celebrate for that one, as he should, for that outstanding defensive performance. Nacoosa-wise, Nash Kretschmar, 15 carries, 160 yards, and a touchdown. Owen Hugesteger, he had 8 carries, 96 yards, and a touchdown, 46-yard scamper. Justin Thielen, 6 carries, 89 yards, but he got the 3 touchdowns, rushes of 3, 1, and 36 yards to lead the way. Armstead, 2 carries for 12 yards. Anderson, 1 carry for 6. Fletcher Brock, 2 carries for 12. And number 44, as I look up that sheet, Brandon Visgar, he had 1 carry for negative 1 yards. Nash Kretschmar attempted 2 passes, completed 2 passes, 32 yards, and a 28-yard touchdown, as that was to, as that counts for 60 yards on the night. As Armstead, he pulled in the 1 catch for 32 yards, and Wentland, he got the touchdown of 28 yards, so there's your receiving yards that they accounted for. 12 first downs in the game for Nacoosa, as they had 3 penalties for 30 yards, and they had 1 fumble, but they recovered it for no turnovers in the game, so you play relatively clean football, no penalties, very few penalties, no turnovers. You take the ball 4 times, I think you're going to be in pretty good shape, Randy.
Nacoosa right now, as is tradition here, they have the 13 seniors lined up in the end zone, and then they introduce them one by one, talk about how long they've played football, one of their favorite memories about the football season, some advice to their classmates, what they're going to do after high school, or they hope to do after high school, and then they all move ahead 5 yards and go to the next person. So kind of a cool tradition as they honor the seniors here on Senior Night, who pick up the victory by the final of 46-6. They now improve to 7-1 on the season overall, 5-1 in the SEC. Senior Night victorious for the Papermakers. They will be at the Dells next week, Friday. It's going to be a wrap here from Nacoosa. I want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors, as well as Seth Habiger back at our studios, engineer our broadcast. Great job once again, Michael. I had a lot of fun again tonight.
Oh, yeah, me too, buddy.
This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to victorious Nacoosa Papermaker football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
New truck, big lift, old roads we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that. So let's change that, girl. Let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. If I had 2 dozen roses and an open bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had.
green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's all on me, it's my mistake. I said I don't love you a little too late, but I guess there ain't ever a right time. And I don't know why it's called a goodbye. I'm going.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. Size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know is back.
Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. His dad's still doing dumb shit, and how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. Anyways, I thought you should know that all those prayers you
Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way home.
Take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you, and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. This makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right. All day long, it feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. Oh, I think about you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it.
Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I've had a large amount of pass, bus, my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, pie.
politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down. Torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't know me, the bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. We'll be right back.
Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, those giving platelets, and those who have never given before, are needed now. The American Red Cross is offering gift cards through their website for those who donate. For more information or to schedule an appointment near you, visit redcrossblood.org. The next American Red Cross donation event in Wisconsin Rapids will be held on October 17th at McMillan Memorial Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. The recovery effort is ongoing across Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. In some places, the water is not receding. Just under 2 million customers are without power, according to FindEnergy.com.
Utility crews are working round the clock to restore power. Right now, there are 50,000 workers from across the country here in Florida to help from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Former President Donald Trump in Aurora, Colorado, promises that if elected, his immigration plan will involve the launching of deportations in Operation Aurora.
To expedite the removals of these savage gangs, and I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
Vice President Kamala Harris tells voters in Arizona if she's elected president, she will have a Republican in her cabinet focused
creating
on
a bipartisan council of advisors who can then give feedback on policy as we go forward.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Currently 57 degrees.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and pigtails blowing out candles on her birthday cake.
She's somebody. She's somebody's daughter.
Shut her down. just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor.
Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? but you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm making.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hey, y'all, this is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Won't you come roll with me, slow, fast, full speed? Girl, wherever sweet time takes us, hang with me down this old road. Only God knows where we'll go. Don't matter, long as I've got your love. I don't ever want to wake up looking into someone else's eyes. Another voice. Shotgun rider beside me, singing to the
makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Gravel drive, the way she dances with the rain.